The Gemara goes back now to Kiyum Shtaris. Omar Mar, in Yesh Eidim Shekzad Yadon Huzeh, Oy Shehoyek Zad Yadon Yoytzim Emokim Acher. There are two ways to be Mekayim Mishtar. Either Eidim, who recognize, call that Siyasayin. Siyasayin is to recognize something. Or, if you can compare it to the signature on another star, the other star has got to be a star, shakar al-avir, v'hozik v'bed. Then, ein nemonim means the Eidim don't have any migu anymore. They can't say, we have a migu, we could have said it's not our signature. So, ein nemonim, because the kiyum is a good kiyum. We have here the Chiddush that not only is Tvi'as Ayin good, but comparing signatures is also good. Now, the Rush learns that the Shtar you compare it to, it has to be Hosek Bebez. But it does not have to be Kara Lavir. You don't need that somebody said the Shtar is false. And someone else came along and brought it to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, no, it's not false. If Bezdin does something, the Rush argues, anytime Bezdin does something, we say it's accurate. So if Bezdin is Mekayim, even without Karel of error, it's also good. Anytime Bezdin says that these are good signatures, it means Bezdin investigated. And therefore, you don't need Karel of error. Just usually, Bezdin will not bother being Mekayim Ishtar unless there's a reason to. Usually, Bezdin only does it if Karel of error. If there was an error, then Bezdin will bother doing it. That's just the way it usually is. But Karel of error is lav davka. Now, in our Gemara, the next words, Karel of error in, like Karel of error like, those words, the Hagas Habach takes out. By a Shri Mavura in the Rosh, it's Mavura that you're not going to it. He takes it out because it's not true. You don't need Karel of error in, like Karel of error lot. You don't need that somebody claimed the Shtar is false. All you need is that Bezdin was Mekayim. Messiah the Rabasi, Dom Rabasi, a Mekayim is the Shtar. Erla, Mishtar, Karel of error, behold it for them. Aminardai, another rule. A Mekayim is the Shtar, a mistake suvis. It could only be Mekayim Ishtar from another star. Either, it's got to be two. Ksubis, the two fields. Sha'achlam ba'aleim gimel shaman b'shufi. That the Bailam ate the field for 3 years uninterrupted. So the Chiddush is, you need two. It's not enough to compare it to one. You've got to compare it to two. Again, the Rush learns that this is not a machlokes. That previously the Gemara said, from a shtar that's hosek bebezdin. If you have a shtar that has a kiyum in bezdin, then one is enough. Then one is good enough. If the shtar is hosek bebezdin, then it's good enough one. And if you use the comparing to a shtar that's not hosek bebezdin, so then you need two. Then you need two shtars. The shtar is not hosek bebezdin. But it's two shtarais. Why do we assume the shtarais are good? Well, the ksuba is the least likely shtar to be mezayif. Now, why would a woman be mezayif ksuba? She doesn't have a ksuba, she could just take her husband to bed and the husband has to give her one. A married woman is entitled to a ksuba. The same thing if it's a sada, and you wait gimel shana b'shufi, you were there 3 years. Also, that's not a kiyum on the signature, but it's a kiyum on the shtar. We see the shtar is true. Because you were there 3 years. You were able to be there 3 years. Normally somebody will be mahar. So the Rush learns that this is not a machlokes. It's either you're mekayim from one shtar that has a kiyum on that, or you're mekayim from two shtarais without a kiyum, but either shtek subis or that have some raya that they're good. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid learns that you always need two shtaris. private holds no matter what, you always have to have two shtarais. One's not enough, and it's taka machlaikis. Other man, the other seem to say one, and our do I say two. From Rashi has a mashma. See any mashmas from Rashi? How? Well, the Gemara says Shtei Sadais. Is Rashi saying anything more than the Gemara? Gemara says you have to have some two shtarais. The question is, the two shtarais of the Gemara with a kiyam or without a kiyam? What? Is there a raya for that Rashi learns after that way? The Ran says Medivrei Rashi Nira. The aim of Taimin La Oila Mishtar Echad, Ella Mishtar Shakarlov Ir, Vahosik Bebezin, Say other Shtar Shakarlov Ir, Ashraz of Mishtar Shakarlov Ir, Vahosik. I think he says that Rashi learns like the Rashi. I don't see in Rashi, in our Rashi, do you see where? Maybe it'll be from later in the Sugya. I don't see where in this Gemara, in these Rashis, you see one way or the other. The Ram says that Rashi learns like the Rashi. He says the Rambam learns like the Rashi. Okay. Akapanim. Oh wait, there's still one more piece on this. Amar Simi Barashi, another member. B'yaitz v'tachas yad acher. Amar miyaras meimai. If the shtarais come from someone else, then you can do a kiyum from the shtarais. But from himself, no. My shtatach ziyar asmai dolai. Then we see you from his eyes. Copied it from those two. Maybe copied it from those two. Right, that's the way Rashi touches it. Maybe copied it from the other two. And the Rambam touches it. Maybe he faked all three. If all three stars are in his possession, and you chayshish that this star is forged, so we can help prepare and compare it to the other two. Maybe he forged the other two also. What do you mean? No, but if he himself, saying now, if it's not from someone else, if the two shtaris are mitachsiyad atzmai, the light, I mean, the Gemara's kashi, you mean? Gemara says, why on his own not? Because v'chayish is still mezuyuf in his eye. So Rashi learns that he copied from the others. The Rambam learns maybe he faked all three. You push the nafkamina. What happens if he has two other shtaris? He's got two other shtarais, and he doesn't want to use those. He's going to go to Bezdin and compare it to shtarais from someone else. Could he do that? Well, he's got his shtar that they're arguing about. He says, I have two more shtarais than I'll compare it. Bezdin says he can't do that. He says, okay, so in that case, I'll compare it to two shtarais from someone else. Could he now compare it to two shtarais from someone else? What do you say? According to Rashi, what should be? You can compare it to Shtaris, then he gets it somewhere else. What does Rashi hold with the Chashash? What are we afraid of? Chashash, the two Shtaris are real, and he copied from it. Then what's it going to help getting someone else's Shtaris? According to Rashi, once he's got two other Shtaris in the same Edim, he's lost. He can't be Mekayim the Shtar by comparing it to the first two. Because the first two, we say, are authentic. And we'll question, she copied it to the third. So what's going to help if he goes and finds it somewhere else? Someone else has star rights. No. We'll question that he copied it. According to Rashi. According to the Rambam, we're not question that he did a good forgery. We're just question that all the stars in his possession are the same forgery. If so, if you can compare it to stars in someone else's possession, so that would be a good key. So the Gemara asks, "Maishal Tachiyarach Mid Like Domus Yufim Mizayim Tachiyarach Enami." So Va'azal Chasa Asa Mizayim. So the Gemara Kuli Hayla Matzi Mechaber. It's very hard, very difficult to forge a signature if you don't have the first signature in front of you. It's hard enough when you have the first one in front of you. But go see it, memorize it, and then copy a forgery. That would not place you sure, because that. So we have here something called dimyun shtaris. We have in the Gemara that you can mekayim a signature, not only by kdiyas zayin, which was the first way, which is witnesses come and they say they recognize it, but by dimyun shtaris, by comparing signatures, one signature to the other, which is done the way we today write checks and everything we do. It's all based on dimyun shtaris to compare two different signatures. The Bach writes that dimyun shtaris is an inferior kiyum. He says it's really not such a great thing. Bach says that min haTorah we would not rely on dimyun shtaris. We would not rely on comparing shtaris. This whole thing that we rely on comparing shtaris is because of the fact that Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanim. We had in Taisus earlier in the Testament Aleph. That we pass in the Kiyum Shtaris, and Rashi brought it to. That in a Torah there's a Kayach Hashtar, we trust Shtaris. The whole din of Kiyum is a din of Rabbanim, Kiyum Shtaris. So Memela, the Rabbanim were afraid they'll make Kiyum Shtaris too hard. Shaloi Tino Dallas, and they love it. People are not going to want to lend money because of the fact that the Shtar is hard to be Mekayim Shtar. So the Rabbanim therefore said that we were going to allow dimyun shtaris, we're going to allow comparing shtaris, but really it's not the optimum type of a kiyum. This is the Bach Shita. The Ktzais is matzdik the basic Shita of the Bach. And in other words, he agrees with him the Peshitta. We'll get to the Halacha, we'll see if he agrees. But in the Peshitta, he agrees with him that dimyun shtaris is a very inferior type of thing. And he says, two rais. He says, first of all, the fact that you have to compare it to two shtaris. Why do you have to compare it to two? People, normally, if you have a rai, it's a rai. The fact that you have to compare it to two shtaris implies that it's some type of compromise that we're making. Even more, Simi Barashi said that if you have two other shtaris in your possession, you can't rely on dimyun shtaris, it's still must yufei mizayin. What's the din? If I have two other shtaris in my possession, and I have this shtar, I can't compare it. Why would I get two eidim that recognize the signature? Is that good? I got two other people to recognize the signature. So Taisus Dilma, I'm Rebbe Rutan. Taisus says it's good. Tafka hecha she'eron u'makir et achasim ala yidei dimyin achasim ala chasim. Malechad makir chasim is eidem b'tvi esayim. You're going the other way, the tvi esayim way. It works. Tafka pishesh lechasim achar et achas yadai. Lekal lemech ishtum azayif. Yidem makir et achasim. Zayif lay nikar heit. Taisus says that in a case where you makir tvias ayin on a signature, Taisus says, even if you have more shtaris, it's still good. But by dimyun shtaris, it's no good. By comparing, it's no good. That proves, that dimyun shtaris is an inferior kiyum. Because by somebody that's a good kiyum, we're not chayshish that maybe he copied. It's only here where the whole Kula was the Kula that we're going to allow dimyun shtaris. So here, if he has other shtaris, we're not going to be makel for him. But we see that tvias ayin is a better raya than dimyun shtaris. Truth is, there's a sugya in Chulin which declares what's a better raya, tvias ayin or siman. What is a better proof? You recognize something? Or if you have simanim? The Gemara says that tvias ayin is better. Baraya. two Edom come into Beis Din. They say, we recognize Pliny, he's a Ritzeah. They'll give him Nisa, based on Tzvias Ayin. These two Edom, what are they saying? They're saying, we recognize him. That's Tzvias Ayin. What happens if two Edom come into Beis Din? And they say, I've got to say this, and they describe the person. They give all kinds of simanim, describe what he looks like, the color of his eyes, and so they describe him perfectly, they give a simanim. He's got a pimple or whatever, freckles, whatever he's got, they describe him perfectly. The Beis Din give Nisa based on such a Edom, without being a Tzvias Ayin, of course not. Even if they give such simanim that there are no two people in the world with such simanim, it doesn't matter. You need Tzvias Ayin to say, I've got to say this. So Zot, the Gemara, that Tzvias Ayin is a stronger raya than Simanim. That's essentially what the Bach is saying, what Tysus is saying. Tysus is saying that Tzvias Ayin is a good kiyum. The best kiyum is you look at the signature you recognize. There's another type of kiyum, the Bach says, which is Dim Yishtaris, which is our Gemara. And these Dim Yishtaris are an inferior type of kiyum. So my nafkimina. First of all, one nafkamina is by a get, which is what the Berachas Avraham says in Gittin. That if you had a get, you had a woman who's bechef to say she's ish. She says she has a get, she shows us the get. So there, you can't rely on Din Yishtaris. You might have an ish ish. Here it's not Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbana. Here, it's a Shiloh being matter and ish ish. Here is according to the Bach, what fire you would need. You would need Adam who recognized the Tzvias Ayin, who saw the get thank you. The Bach himself talks about another nafkamina, the concise, the simim mem vav sukkot and hay discusses this. And that is, there's another type of shtar called the ksav yodai. Ksav yodai, it's usually abbreviated chaf yud. Ksav yadai, the ksav yad of the label. What do you lend me money? I don't have to get anything. I can write an IOU and I'll sign it. Write out an IOU and I'm going to sign the IOU personally. Now that type of shtar needs a kiyum in a title. That's not a kayach shtar. If you have kiyum shtar as the Rabbanan, that's when you have edim on a shtar. But Bach says if one person, a leiter, signs a piece of paper that he borrowed money, or if a meicher signs a piece of paper that he sold his house, that type of ksav yad, that needs kiyum min hatayim. And therefore the Bach says that for ksav yadai, it will not help the mishtaris. The Mishtaris don't help the Ksav Yadai. Ksav Yadai needs Kiyam in Atayra. And anything that needs a Kiyam Dairaisa doesn't help comparing Mishtaris. On Yutessa Min Aleph, when I talked to you about Kiyam Mishtaris to Rabbanan, I mentioned, I think, three Nafkaminas, maybe I had more. If Kiyam Mishtaris is Dairaisa to Rabbanan. Kiyam Mishtaris is Dairaisa to Rabbanan. One nafkamina was that the aid nasa dayan. If an aid on kiyum shtaris could be the dayan himself, if the dayan recognizes it, yo kiyum shtaris drabanan, then the aid could be a dayan. The kula, because the whole kiyum is considered a kayach hashtar, the whole kiyum is a drabanan. Another nafkamina was if the aidim could say aidis masharo bekatnam. Sometimes you have a child who knows his father's signature. Because he remembers it when he grew up, he was living in the house, he remembers the signature. After he became bar mitzvah, it could be his father died, he didn't see the shtar. He didn't see his father's signature after. It could be he went to the dorm. He didn't get to see his father. But he remembers his father's signature because, you know, he brought home his test and his father had to sign the test when he was in elementary school. So he remembers the signature from those years. So there also, since we say Kiyum Shtaris to Rabbanan, we allow the Kiyum Shtaris for a gadol to say Eidis Masharav Bekatnusa. The kula that we allow by Kiyum Shtaris. We have Eid Nasadayim, And Gedolim could say this, Masharel b'Kadusa. The third thing was that you could do Kiyam Shtarais Shalai b'Fanav. You could do Kiyam Shtarais. Normally, whatever you do has to be in front of the person who's going to lose by what you do. But Kiyam Shtarais says the Kiddush Shalai b'Fanav. If I have a shtar, I can go to Bez and have them certify the signature. I don't have to call the Leiva into Bez. So those are three coolants that we allow because Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbana. And the Bach adds a fourth. That the fact that we allow Dinyan Shtar, preparing Shtar, to be a Kiyam, that's a fourth Kula which is based on this Din. Based on the Din that Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbana, therefore we rely on this Kula. So these are four halachas, four situations which are coolest of Kiyam Durabana. The Bach holds that all four coolest do not apply to Ksav Yada. An IOU that has the signature of the Leiva, that Kiyam Shtarais is Dairaisa, that Kiyam is a Din Taira, and none of the coolest that we mentioned apply. Not Din Yishtarais, and you have to be Mekayim B'Sneyem, and you can't say this what you saw the Kadusai and Ainaid Nasadayan. All the coolants of Kiyam Shtaris, the Rabbana do not apply to a person's own stuff. It's the Shittas Habach. So that really we have here in the Bath two Chidushim. The main thing he's saying that Dimi Shtaris is a Shvacha type of Kiyam, and that we only allow it in the Rabbana. And the second Kiddush, that Ksav Yad, if someone has his own signature on the Shtar, that Kiyam is a Kiyam Darai. The Ksais comes along, and he agrees with the first Yisayit of the Bach, but he disagrees with the second. But he agrees that Din Yishtaris is a Shracha Kiyam. Seems to be that virtually everybody is masking. The Shach, which is masking to the Bach. Everyone seems to agree that comparing signatures is a Shracha type of Kiyam. Nice, it's easy to forge. Easy. Not easy, but it can be done. You can forge signatures to make them look similar. So Din Yishtaris, that's a Shracha thing that the Tzais is masking to. But the second Chiddush, that Ksav Yad is a different kind of shtar. And when the Leiva signs an IOU, it's a different kind of shtar. And it needs Kiyam in Atayra, that the Ksais disagrees. The Ksais holds that the whole concept of Kayach HaShtar that we spoke about in the past, that every shtar is assumed to be good, and it's assumed to be signed by Gedolim, and it's assumed to be signed by Ksheirim. The Din of Kayach HaShtar are not only Kayach HaShtar is not only by Shtar of Eidim. Ksais holds it's also by a Shtar of a person's own signature. And this is based really on Svara. Mostly on Svara. Ksais says, you better remember, why is Kiyam Shtaris the Rabbana? Why do we still give Shtaris? Why do we give a Shtar Kayach HaShtar? It's a normal business. But there was a Svara that Rashi in Gittin says that like Batzif Inish was the Yufei Shtaris. Rashi says that people don't forge Shtaris. It's something, I don't know why people rob banks, but they don't forge Shtaris as much as they rob banks. Forging Shtaris is less common. So forging signatures is less common. But how to finish this Yufish stuff? Question is, this seems to be a whole lot like it's the back of the Ksais. If we say a person doesn't have a chutzpah to forge witnesses' signatures, is it the same thing to forge the Leiva signature? Is it the same chutzpah? Forge a Leiva signature
is to forge witnesses' signatures, which is a bigger chutzpah. The light, the why? And so if you have witnesses' signatures, it's also. It's the live, you're confronting the live. The live is going to see it. He's going to see the shtaris of this issue of the Eidim too. And he'll know it's false also. But it's still a bigger chutzpah. No? It's a bigger chutzpah to go to someone and forge his signature and show it to him than to forge witnesses' signatures. So we're going to say on witnesses' signatures that since people don't forge, so in our Torah, you don't have to be Mekayim Vishtar, we can assume it's good. That's a chutzpah, but less of a chutzpah. So on a Leiva signature, which is at least as much of a chutzpah, certainly we should accept that in our Torah, you don't need a king. On the chutzpah finish. What's the Bachel? What's the Bach? The Bach says that forging witnesses' signatures is bad news. Forging the Leiva signature somehow needs Kiyum and Atayra. Why don't we say what Bach says?
The
person who's mayor, but that's not Dafka. When he's doing the mayor to deny, does that mean it's Chatzis to write a signature? If we say what Chatzis to sign Aiden, we automatically say let's trust it to forge the Leiva signature. More than a time to actually forge the signature. What's the back hole? Why would the back hole that a star with Aiden is better than an IOU? Why is it easier? Yeah, but by now you have to forge this person to the handwriting. By Adam, you can pick whoever you want. You can find the easiest. This morning, you know, they're painting the hall in our shul. They took all the coats that have been abandoned there, and they threw them into a pile, and I looked through them to try to find names. And one of them had a in the packet had a receipt from Dougie. It was a credit card receipt with a signature. I can't recognize the digital world, but for the life of me, you know, I know just about everyone's name in the shul, but I have no clue. You know, I don't know. It's a signature is a hard thing to forge. But the thing is that that when you forge the Leiva signature, you can't pick whoever you want. And when you forge the Aiden signature, it's a you can pick whichever Aiden you want. So it seems that by all accounts, an IOU, you say like Chatzit, and you assume the star with Aiden is good, so an IOU should certainly be good. Which one would you be quicker to forge?
One signature.
It's one as opposed to two.
Less of an artist.
You just have to. Okay. Maybe this is one of them. Two. Got to be a better smart for the back. Back holds that we spoke about a din star, that the Torah created stars. There's an assumption stars are good. Maybe the back holds it's a halacha. It's a halacha that stars are good. They have to be stars. Maybe that halacha he holds is special to stars. He doesn't apply to stars yet. So he added that star. Okay, but Akoponim, these are the two nekudis. Again, that Din Yishtar is considered by Chazal to be a shvacher kiyum that really lives in Taisus Dilma. Taisus says that the Yisayin we would trust and not be Chayshish Dilma's Yufayzayin. And then the second finish of the path, which is that Sadiyad is a type of star which needs a kiyum in Atayra, which needs a kiyum in Atayra. Okay. This is the union of Dimi Shtaris. The Gemara now goes to another one of the Dine Shtar. This Dine Shtar relates back to our pre-Purim shir. For him, that I gave you copies of the Tzitzis. So before we begin, just to review, there's Gzeres HaKasuv of a P.M. Balemi Piksal. Gzeres HaKasuv that Eidus have to be bepeh. We learn out of the Pasuk, Behuad Bebalav, Behuad Yatsay. Eidim cannot send letters. Eidim have to appear in person. In Bezu. And only then is it kosher. You have to come in person to Bezin, and they have to be there, and they have to say it. The P.M. Olamim Piksavim. A letter is not good enough to say it. The question is, then, why Ashtara is good? Why Ashtara is good enough to say a Haggadah in Bezin? The Mishtar is no more than the P.M. Olamim Piksavim. It also should be possible. So the Tzais, the Sinuch HaPches, in Hilchot Eidus, brought four sheets, which, if you don't have the copy anymore, you should get yourself another copy. Basically, four sheets into why Shtarais are good. Aich of Yechzar Mekiyam Alayna Tikstava. So you had a number of opinions as to why it's good. The most unusual shita was the shita of the Rambam, which he brought forth, which was that shtareis adrabanan. The Rambam shita, which we're going to discuss, is that in Torah no shtareis are good. All shtareis adrabanan. That's the Rambam shita. All shtareis adrabanan. Because of the P.M. lines of Piksav, I'm just thinking now, what would the Rambam hold, like Sav Yad of the Leiva? The Rambam holds all Shtaris of the Rabbanan because of the P.M. lines of Piksav. P.M. lines of Piksav is only on the 8th, the P.M. lines of Piksav. On the Leiva, maybe the Rambam will be Leiva. Like Sav Yad is a good star in the Natayra. But at any rate, there are four turuts and four sheetas into why shtareis are good. Aidus chasarin of piyamalayim of piksavam. Just to go through quickly the four sheetas, which we'll come back to probably tomorrow. The first was the sheet of Rashi and the Baal Amar, that a shtar needs das hamitzchayim. Remember, we said every shtar needs das hamitzchayim. Needs the das of the one who stands to lose. In the shtar of alone, the leiva has to write. It has to be there b'shas writing the shtar. The shtar of sale, the seller has to be there b'shas the writing of the shtar. In a ksuba, the husband has to be there. The wife's not there when you write the ksuba. You don't write the ksuba by the kala. You write by the chassan. But the chassan is the one who's obligating himself. Das hamitzchayiv, the one who stands to lose financially by the writing of the shtar. Every shtar needs das hamitzchayiv. Look at Baal Amar. A shtar works because of the fact that the mischayiv is considered a right ksav hamischayiv, considered to be a letter from the one who's obligating himself. The piyam v'leim the piksavam, eidim can't write a letter, but a baldover could write a letter. So if you need das hamischayiv, what does it mean? If I'm lending you money, so you are the one losing by the shtar. You go, you get eidim. And the Das HaMeschayev, it's a letter from the Meschayev which contains signatures of Edom. Being that it needs Das HaMeschayev, that's why a shtar works. That's Rashi and the Baal HaMoreh's Shita. The Ramban held that shtar is Gzeres HaKasav. Learn out of Gittin and Kiddushin. Gzeres HaKasav, that there's such a thing as a shtar. Call it a Kayach HaShtar. And therefore, a shtar works because of Gzeres HaKasav of Gittin and Kiddushin. The third sheet was Shitas Taisvis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That there was the biggest chiddush of all. He said that Edom could write a letter to Bezdin. They only have to be roy to speak. In the time said, we only exclude a person who's a mute, who cannot speak, or a person who's dead at the time that the letter is being brought to Bezdin. They're excluded. You need roy lahagada. If they're roy lahagada, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you can say this with the Ksavam, and that's how a shtar works. And the fourth shita, the Rambam shita that I said at the beginning, will hold that edus of a shtar, edei yalam edivrei seifa, that all edus in a shtar are dinim derabanan. Now, this next sugya is the sugya of the piyam alam with the Ksavam. As a matter of fact, there's a long taisis which starts on the bottom and goes over to the other days, which is the Yisavistik taisis in the Piyam Alayim and Bixava. Hopefully we'll do it tomorrow. What I'd like to do today, before going into the Gemara, which I would like to go through, is just to share with you the Reb Chaim. There's a Reb Chaim in the Grach Al HaRambam, who explains Shita Sarambam in Shtarais, and discuss the Reb Chaim, and hopefully we'll have enough time today. We'll start the next Gemara tomorrow. Reb Chaim is going, it's the first Reb Chaim in Hilchos Eidos. He goes on the Rambam, who says that all Shtarais are Rabbanah. Why did the Rabbanah make the Takana? That's easy to understand. Without Shtarais, you couldn't run a business. But the Rambam says that all shtaris are derabanan, and therefore, a shtar is only good for dine mominis, not good for dine knasais, not good, you can't be mechayev kefil based on a shtar, or it's not good for dine nefashis. It's only good for dine mominis, because all shtaris are derabanan. The Ramban, Chaim brings from the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Ramban is matniya on the Rambam. Ramban asks that the Gittin and Kiddushin are certainly shtaris derais. It cannot be that a get is a derabanan. There's no Gittin and the derabanan created Gittin. That makes no sense. What is a get if not a shtar? So being that the Torah, the Feirish, says that it's a concept of Gittin, the Torah is telling us that there is such a thing as Shtaris. And this is the Ramban Shita that the Ksais brings. Ramban holds that all Shtaris on earth out of getting the Kiddush. The question is how to answer the Rambam Shita. How do you explain the Rambam from the Ramban's Kash? The Reb Chaim, to explain the Reb Chaim begins by explaining the Ramban's Kash. He says there are really two parts to the Ramban's Kasha. There are two halakim to Kushas HaRamban. Ramban asks that we see by getting the Kedusha Shtaris work. So to Chaim, there are two halakim to the Kasha. First of all, a get does something. It's not just a proof. A get is payo. A get with Edim to say something. If a husband takes a piece of paper and writes Hari Atma Gureshishly, Mimen, he gives it to his wife, so that's missing the Chasima Sa'edim. So that is not a good get. According to the Mandiyama Eide Chasima Karti, we assume that you need signatures in a get.
which basically means that the Eidei Chasima, the people who signed the get, they're the Eidus on the get. Which means that you have to sign a get and give it to a woman. And that is Poyel, that too Zayin, a Gerishim. So that a Shtar has a power to do something, to be Poyel something. And that power only comes with the Eidei Chasima card. It comes through the witnesses who signed. The witnesses sign a get, and a man gives his wife the get, Shalei Bifnei Eidim, and the woman comes to Bezdin with the get. It's a good get. If you hold Eidei Chasima karti, which the Rambam holds the halacha, Eidei Chasima are good enough. Which means that Eidim on a shtar are piled, they do things, they make things happen. They accomplish things. They make that it's a good get. They make that it's a good condition. So that itself is a raya that Edom could be b'shtar. Because the Edom pile, they two wife, they create things. That itself would be a kasha. That's one kasha. The second kasha is based on the fact that a get is also a shtar raya. It's a shtar raya. What does shtar raya mean? It means that if a woman wants to show us that she's Megoresha, she shows us the get. And that's a raya that she had a gerish. So that a get is really two things. It's a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar which is payal which causes something to happen. And in addition, it's a shtar raya. It's a shtar that could be used as a proof when you come to bed. The Rambam means to ask both kashas. He's asking that we see from Gittin and Kedushin, A, that there's a concept that a shtar could be piled to do things, what we call a shtar kinyan. And B, that a shtar could be a shtar raya, could be used as proof. Those are the two kashas, or the two parts of the kasha that the Rambam is asking on the Rambam. Now, if you understand this, so we can move on to Rabbi Chaim Teretz. Rabbi Chaim Teretz, I'll answer the Rambam. There are two types of shtaris in the world. There's shtari kinyan and there's shtari raya. There are two types of shtaris, shtari raya and shtari kinyan. What's an example of a shtar kinyan besides getting a kiddush? What's an example of a shtar kinyan? Shtar mechira. I sell my house to you, and I write a shtar, and I give you the shtar, and I say, by the beginning of the shtar, I want this to be sold. That's a shtar kinyan. And it's sold. Shtar kinyan. The shtar is pile something. Even if afterwards the shtar was to be destroyed, never bring it as a raya, it wouldn't matter. The kinyan is foul. Once you give over a shtar kinyan, the kinyan is foul. That's a shtar kinyan. And then the ashtari raya. Shtar raya, most shtaris are ashtari raya. I want to prove that I lent you money, that's pashtus. Maybe we'll see differently later, but pashtus, that's a shtar raya. I want to prove that you owe me money. Let's say we had an entire investment. Bezim gives me a ksav, that they pass in a certain way. That shtar is a shtar raya. It's a raya that Bezim passed in a certain way. Both shtaris that people write, a shtar raya. A deed. The shtaris they write nowadays in the karka. It's a shtar raya. They don't do a kinyan with the shtar. The kinyan is done with kesem. And you write a shtar to say that the house is yours. It's just a shtar raya. So, Tzav Chaim, the Rambam really held like the Ramban that the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin is a chiddush of shtaris. That the Torah, when it wrote in Parshas Kiseitza, that there's such a thing as Gittin and Kiddushin, it's Mechadish, there's such a thing as Shtaris. Just. The Ramban understood to learn from there all Shtaris. And the Rambam said, no! What is a get? And what is a Shtar Kiddushin? It's a Shtar Kinyan. It's a Shtar that's Payel. All we could learn from Gittin and Kiddushin is that there's such a thing as Shtar Kinyan. That's it. Yishtarakin, that's the Raisa. Shtarakinion is Minat Torah. What's the Rabbanan? What does the Rambam say is the Rabbanan? Shtari Raya. Later, the Rabbanan made a takad. But if I lend you money, and we get to wait and sign a shtar, that's a shtar Raya. Fine. That's a Rabbanan. Old Shtarakinion is the Raisa. The fact that a shtar kinyan works, that's Minat Torah, we learn how to get in the Kiddushin. The fact that there's a shtar raya, that a shtar can be used as a proof, that's a din rabbanan. That's a separate din. That's typical of chayim. That's what din in the shtar is. That's shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Shtar kinyan is their raya, so later even like the Rambam. Shtar raya, that's what the Rambam holds as rabbanan. Zot Reb Chaim. What would the Rambam hold about a shtar kinyan, which was originally written to do a kinyan, and now I want to use a shtar kinyan as a raya? Okay? The Rambam said there are two types of shtar: shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Shtar kinyan is the raisa, shtar raya is the rabbana. As Rambam would declare, like the Rambam, if you have a shtar kinyan which you want to bring as a raya, a woman has a get, she wants to bring it now as a proof that she's the gerusha. A shtar kinyan which you want to bring as a raya, is that min ha-Torah or min ha-Rabbanan, like the Rambam?
It was being used as a shtar kinyan.
It was already used as a shtar kinyan.
It was made as a shtar kinyan. It's not being used as a shtar kinyan.
Well, it was used as a shtar kinyan. Right now, I want to use it as a shtar raya. So therefore,
the actual star, which is really using the star kinyan itself, is functioning in a different way.
Therefore,
and therefore, so you're sticking with it.
Should be the right, should be the rabbanan.
Should be the right.
Should be the right. Why?
You're not changing the star. You're just changing the function.
Okay, I think what you say is Reb Chaim said. Afi pashtos, the person would say, what do you mean? To be a raya, that's a rabbanan. Yishtar kinyan is the raya. How do you know it to be a raya? Reb Chaim learns that the Rambam would agree that once something is a shtar kinyan, it could be used as a shtar raya as well. And to stretch, what should that be? If shtar raya is the rabbanan, why could a shtar kinyan be used as a raya? So Reb Chaim says, but the whole shtar kinyan, what's a shtar kinyan? That the Edom who sign are verifying it happened. They're saying they can sign a get, they give it to a woman, to a man, and the man gives it to his wife. It's through the signatures that are piled that a get happened. The Chaim holds that once the signatures piled that the get happened, they're the Edom that the get happened. The Edom Chasima are the Edom that it happened. And Reb Chaim therefore holds that when the Torah is mechadish shtar kinyan, it creates a certain kayak that shtaris have to be a raya to. That's the finish of Reb Chaim. That once it's shtar kinyan, it can be a shtar raya. But upon him, the Yisai HaDavar is that there are two shtaris, shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Shtar kinyan is the raisa, shtar kinyan is the rabbana, shtar raya is the rabbana. And all aspects of shtar kinyan, Reb Chaim holds are the raisa, like the Rambam. And only shtaris which are originally written as shtar raya are not. Now this is the first part of the bracha la Rambam. It's not a difficult piece inside. You should look at it, I think it's the first two paragraphs. Unless he has a small paragraph right in the beginning, then it'll be the first three. But the first two or three paragraphs in the Gra Hal Rambam. And I think that if you take the time to go through it inside, you'll appreciate the insight. We're going to elaborate on this tomorrow, as well as the Bogaiza. And I just want to point out, in the next month like this, Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan, Pshat is not the way it seems at first glance. If you're going to be making a laning, and you read the words, you're going to assume something, and you're the Daik and Rashi, you're going to assume something else. Rashi and Tosfos both agree, I think, in the Pshat in front of Rabbi Yochanan. But just it's not what look what meets the eye at the very first the glance. The Beis Yaakov explains chat. The Beis Yaakov, which you can see this on Sukkot, he explains chat. You should just make sure you understand chat in the next.